What's up, AfterBuzzers? We're back with another episode of AfterBuzz TV, talking about The Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 3, Episode 7. We're discussing Nima Colin, name calling, blue skies, and blue eyes, coming right at you next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I like to start a show.
Yeah.
We're talking money. Okay, making it rain up in here. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. We are back with another episode of AfterBuzz TV. We're discussing The Real Housewives of Potomac. It's your boy Richie Sky, and we have somebody new to the left of me today, and we're gonna give her all types of hell today. Tell us who you are.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Felicia Michelle here.
Boom. And who else we got returning?
Hey, everyone. I'm Nigeria Minow.
And as you guys will notice, Ronnie is not here today, but he should be back next week. So if you're looking for your Ronnie fix, come back on Monday. All right? So look, new girl.
Hey. I feel like the Candace of this show.
Okay. Yeah. We about to get into it. So talk to us a little bit about, like, you know, what your thoughts are about this season so far. Because we haven't heard any of your opinions yet. You know, so before we get into discussing everything that happened at Nima Colin, before we get into Blue Eyes, and before we get into the Dizzy B-I-T-C-H, we want to discuss what you've been thinking about this season.
I've been thinking that I'm just going to put it out there. I kind of feel like Potomac is encroaching on Atlanta territory.
Yes, like, right.
They are
absolutely
becoming, like, I feel like it's blasphemous, but it's just like, I think that this season of Potomac is just a whole different level. It's like a runner's stride. Yep. Like, the first two seasons, they were like picking the picture, mm-hmm, like, oh, okay, I kind of like them. But this one is like, they're full sprinting, mm-hmm, like,
yeah,
every episode drama, every
totally
commercial
agree
break before I'm, there's always something that they're giving me every episode. I like it.
I love your assessment of that, and I believe you are 100% correct with that. You know, nothing feels, I mean, I don't know, it just feels fresh to me.
Yeah,
it feels fresh and fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, the drama feels fun, it doesn't feel dark and like just Roachgate. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Or like, it's a lot of times, and I'm a huge Housewives, mm-hmm, fanatic,
same.
A lot of times it feels like the whole group focuses on one feud between two people,
right,
for like six episodes.
Right.
And this is like, everybody has their own issues. Everybody, yep, has their own really strong storylines. Mm-hmm. Everybody is doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Like, and there's enough drama to be spread around to everybody.
Listen.
Yeah.
The shade.
Yes.
Listen.
And so do you have, and well, let me ask about this episode in particular. What are you guys' thoughts on this episode here?
The eye roll.
You know what? I'm just gonna stop saying that. Like, each episode is my favorite because
they keep getting better, right?
They keep getting better. They just keep. I thought last week and then the week before, and I'm like, nah. I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of shade being thrown. My girl Karen was coming,
ooh,
for everybody, and I was here for it. I was here for all of it.
What about you?
Karen had her rough and ready jumpsuit on.
She
wasn't playing no
listen,
games.
She sure did.
Listen, a woman in a one piece is a problem. Leave her alone. Don't mess with her.
At her age? Come on now. Listen.
That's like a utility suit for her. She's ready to go. Like, so I would just leave Karen alone. And what did you say? Like, she's crazy in a soup sandwich?
Yes.
What did you say about her?
I love Karen, though. That is my girl. Listen, yo.
We're trying to get Karen on the show. So
we
Karen,
I know.
If you're watching, come on.
I spot Karen, I am down. I want to be the grand dame of something. I don't have to figure out what that thing is yet, but I want to be a grand dame.
Listen, me too, boo.
Did you like the episode?
I love the episode. I thought that I literally, like, every single scene, like I said, there was always something going on.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I wasn't mad at one particular person. Usually I leave the episode and I'm like, okay, you did too much. But I was like, I kind of like what you did there. Like,
yeah.
I'm not mad at anything.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, as I was writing, and let me tell y'all a little secret. I should take notes, right? I should take notes when I'm watching the episodes. But, you know, I just can't because I want to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So I don't take notes. And I'm literally, I've gotten so good at remembering the key points that I want to talk about. But I have to say, it was so many points to like, that I wanted to like, oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just kind of crazy to me because I feel like everybody brings it.
Yep.
Everybody brought it this episode. And so I'm really, really excited to dive right into it. But first, let's get started with the feud from last week, which was Giselle and Candace. Now, whose side were you on in this whole debate? Giselle and Charisse?
It was like a three.
Yeah.
It was
like, or are you on Candace's side?
I'm not on Candace's side at all, simply because you can read somebody like you can give shade, like you can make your point without going so like. It was just like real gutter butt to me. It was just like real. So
it was too much,
like,
right?
I would never talk to them like that, even as an adult. Like, I'm a grown woman, but they're old enough to be my mom. Like, I would never feel comfortable to say that. They're old enough to be your parents. I mean, or at least aunties. They old enough to be your aunties.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, because y'all might socially be peers, but like, y'all
she
should have
caught the shade and threw it back. Like, immediately, instead of like waiting and then going ham.
She kind of got on my nerves with like the throwback Nene disc, like when she said this, when she said something about Giselle's wig. You sometimes with your wig. And I was just like, but you have a wig too. And it sits 2 inches.
Everybody
up.
In the room just about
lying.
Has on a wig.
I was thinking the same thing. When I saw just, I'm like, what's wrong with Giselle? And I looked at, the camera got back to her and I was just like, excuse me, miss.
And you
what
sell
is
hair.
Going on?
You sell hair. That's a unit. That's not a wig. That's a unit. You sell hair. That's a unit. That's not, you don't call that a wig. That's a unit. It's one piece.
Oh.
Richie is at a loss for words right now.
guys. You know, I don't know. I like all of them. I like Candace. I felt like she was pushed in a corner. You know what I'm saying? And
she
so
did.
She just kind of came out like a, you know, like a cat. But I don't know. You know, I'm kind of glad the whole thing was diffused by the MVP of this episode as well. I was going to give her the MVP again, Ashley. But I think I'm going to have to give it to Karen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to give it to Karen this episode.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm going to give it to Charisse.
Mm.
Because I don't think that anybody's paying attention to what Charisse is doing. She's Jordan. You are a genius. She's like behind the scenes giving me a little like charade bone catcher, like she's quietly behind, like kind of was in every single thing. She's friends with Monique and Monique's issue with the girls and her like bringing that back up, and she's in the issue with between Karen and Giselle at dinner. Like, you're kind of always there, but you're somehow not in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting to me that you say that. And now, you know, Charisse is basically a friend of, but she really does have a very prominent role in this season. I would almost wager to say more of a relevant role than she actually had the first two seasons.
Mm-hmm. I could agree with
that. That's so crazy to me. So I'm actually kind of, I would like to see them bring her back full time, possibly. If she continues up this pace. But, you know, we got a lot of issues to cover. But first, I want to talk about somebody who basically can help all of us with our issues. And that's Maria Menounos.
Okay, guys. So do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those of you who do, we got the podcast for you. Okay, it's called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencers, along with interviews, secret tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, guys. I mean, you got to check this out. Ladies, check it out. From health and wellness to career, relationship, and finances, plus so much more, Maria is like the big sister that we all have in our head. Just go to iTunes and subscribe Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's free.
Free.
Free. And not a dime.
There's not much free in this world.
Okay.
Not nothing.
Take advantage of that.
So every Friday, y'all make sure y'all tune in and check that out.
That's right.
All
right.
Now, back to the issues at hand. I want to get, since we're talking, can we go back to, I want to talk about Monique for a second. Because this is a storyline that I feel like is bubbling. You know what I'm saying? There's this whole drinking saga that I feel like is about to pop. So, you know, as I was watching the episode, I'm noticing all the many references that they show of her talking about drinking or how people are commenting on her drinking. So I feel like they're prepping us for this whole situation and whatever's to happen next. Do you guys think that she has a drinking problem?
I can't call it just yet.
That's a really hard thing to say about somebody, because like being an alcoholic is not a game. Like, it is, I mean, this is entertainment, but I don't know if it's editing that's making it like that, or she likes to have a good time. I know friends that like to have a good time. They enjoy their wine, you know.
Same.
You know, wine, aka mommy tea, whatever. You know, they enjoy that. So maybe in her downtime, I don't understand how she has so much downtime if she says she's so busy all the time. So how are we? I don't know. I can't speak on it. I'm going to be quiet.
What you think?
I don't know. I don't really. I can't say if she has a drinking problem. I think she got some other stuff going on, but maybe not a drinking problem.
Ooh, like what? Wait.
Now, I've already stated that I'm not the biggest fan of Monique, okay? Last episode, I was like, I was a little bit here for more. In this episode, I'm just like, here she go again with that bragging stuff. That's my issue. She walked in the place and was like, none of these rooms are bigger than the room in my home. So, I mean, it's like, girl, relax. Just relax. Jesus Christ.
I didn't catch that, but
I
wow.
got it. You got, I got it.
I knew you would catch that. I'm like, Lord, come on, Monique.
So, you know what's interesting is, I like Monique.
Yeah,
I really like her. I don't know why. I there's something that I just like about her. I feel like she's very an earnest, like, just like, I feel like she's very sincere. You know,
I agree with that part. Yeah.
With even if she kind of mixes things up, you know, in her storytelling and that sort of thing, I just feel like
even though her recollection isn't always
a little off, you know, that's fine. That's what makes a good storyline, but. In terms of the drinking, I'm kind of on her side with that a little bit, because I feel like, now, if we on a bus trip, mm-hmm. and I gotta be sitting around with six other catty chicks, I'm drinking the whole bottle too.
Yeah.
It's wine.
And it's right. not like you it's have wine. To
she didn't drink
after.
The whole bottle yeah. of vodka.
Right.
Like, she didn't drink the whole, like, she didn't pull an Annalise from, you know, like, just pouring.
Oh,
like,
Annalise child. Yeah, exactly.
She didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I feel like a whole, like, I could down a whole bottle of champagne. You know what I'm saying? Like, does that make me have a, well, I don't know.
I don't know. Are you going to do something? Is it something you want to tell us? We're here for you.
No, I want to have a good time. So I feel like a lot of them are on her about having, you know, such a good time. And I like it. I like seeing her buzzed and intoxicated. She's
I do
funny.
Like drunk Monique, just like I like drunk Karen.
Oh, yeah. Drunk Monique is great. But it's crazy. They were celebrating drunk Monique last season. They're like, oh, she's great. We love
exactly.
her when you're turned up.
Right.
You're so drunk. Oh, Monique, you have a drinking problem. I'm like, oh.
They're so shady.
That escalated like, mm-hmm. quickly to now a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this was really kind of, to me, in my mind, like, spurned by Ashley. Because, like, now, do we agree with that? Because I feel like
Yeah,
because
she made the comment. She insinuated that
Ashley's
she had more.
Ashley's back there
yeah.
pouring alcohol in the pot and stirring it.
Yep.
Ashley is behind a lot of things.
Ashley's the culprit.
Ashley is the culprit. Pivotal in a lot of problems that are on this show. Like,
she
just the mere
Ashley.
Mention of her name is, you're like, oh, gosh.
I like Ashley, but she's messy.
Because
she is
insisting that Monique had 4 martinis. Now, can we have a real discussion?
Absolutely.
I mean, a real discussion. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say y'all out. You know, it's a Thursday. It's a Friday night. You know what I'm saying? Happy hour. It's
Turn
been
it
a
up.
Long week, right? Okay. Well, actually, let me not even say that. Now, some of us ain't even got 2 kids. You know what I'm saying? Some of us just go to work every day, and we tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to admit that, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I could ride with the whole I'm tired train with Monique, right?
Yeah.
I could ride with that. You know, she probably busy and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now, let me take you back. Friday night, right?
Okay.
Happy hour. You meeting up with your girls or somebody you like or whatever. Y'all, I mean, now how many drinks do you normally have? Now, let's ask that question. I just want some honor. And people who are listening to this on the podcast version, or if you are watching this and viewing this and you want to comment live, I want to know the real how many you drink.
Let's keep it real. if I'm out and I'm turning up and I have four martinis, I'm not going to be thinking I'm an alcoholic after that. Like, it's not. Yeah.
And I'm out on a Friday night. How many? As many as I want to.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, my mama watching this. Sorry. As many as I feel like.
But let's give it a number though. Can we say it would be safe to say you might have four.
Probably four, maybe five. Right. Not a huge drinker. Maybe just four by myself. That's it. Four.
Okay. Now, how do you feel typically when you leave? Do you ever feel like you're just wasted?
Like Beyonce.
Like Beyonce. You feel like a star.
I feel like a star. Right?
Sasha Fierce, honey.
Okay. So my point is this. It is not like unnatural to have that many cocktails when you're out. Now, I'm not going to touch into the driving part because, you know, the law would like for us all to not drink and drive. So we will not touch that here. What I will say, though, it is not uncommon to feel like you are okay when you leave.
Yeah.
Even if you hop in the good Uber. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So I just feel like there's so much speculation about what happened to her and if she has this problem. Moreover, I would be like, yo, like, you good? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're not hurt or nothing like that. That's really the key. That's what I'm thinking about if my friends tell me they ain't been in an accident. I'm not, oh my God. Like, now, this was her fifth one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If she had gotten a DUI, mm-hmm. then that's an entirely different conversation.
So I'm not sure if they said it on the show or not, but I'm under the impression that this lunch, this whatever this was, I think it was lunch,
it was
right?
Lunch,
so
yeah.
If it's during the daytime and y'all had three, and Ashley's going back and saying that she said there had to be at least three. First she said four, then she said there had to be at least three.
Come on,
so
Ashley.
If you're having three, I'm thinking like during lunch, like that's kind of a lot. Like that's a lot. If you're going out, would you say, Nigeria, that you're having like four drinks or three or four drinks yourself if you go out on a Friday night?
Yeah, that's one thing. But if it's during lunch, yeah, three might be a lot.
Okay.
Especially
now,
if you're going to be driving.
The only caveat to that is you're filming, which adds another layer to this, right? You know, because as we see with a lot of these shows, you know, when the ladies go out, there's typically alcohol involved.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not production paid for this or not, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that, you know, a lot of times when you're doing these shows, it's encouraged that you drink a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and depending on, you know, the festiveness of the scene, you know, sometimes you might just be kind of like, oh, I'm excited. I'm about to go on this trip. You know, I don't know. I just feel like Ashley made that situation a lot worse than what it would be if it was just one of us.
That's a good point, because if they're filming in there having this lunch together, then production's there. And mm-hmm. so production's job, if anybody has ever worked on a set, production's job is to make sure everything goes smoothly. And that's from the beginning to the end. So that includes making sure, hey, if someone under the influence, then you probably shouldn't go home this way. And we probably should get you something. So if she went through production and production said, or, you know, she's okay. And they know drunk Monique.
Right.
They know her.
You're right. Which
so they let her go, then, you know.
And then if you really want to get into that, then why did Ashley let her leave?
Yeah.
If you want to really be a good friend, if you know your friend is tipsy, you can't go back and talk about her afterwards, but you could have stopped that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, she's a grown woman. Yes. But I'm just saying, you could have feel some level of responsibility or like, oh, like I... That was she was with me when that happened,
mm-hmm. or even that it could have happened to you because you said that you felt drunk on the like after that yourself and you went home. And I could only assume that you drove. So even for yourself, like you knew what time it was. You was feeling away. You know she probably was feeling away. Mm-hmm. Y'all both probably like 120 pounds,
right? Wet, soaking wet,
soaking wet. So yeah, you should have known something was up. Yeah,
irresponsible gossip.
Yep.
All right. You know we touched on that. The other thing I want to touch on with Monique, because this kind of relates to Monique / Candace, which we kind of talked about earlier. Monique, you know, drunk Monique kind of, you know, loses her memory a little bit. And I'm just going to bounce around this whole episode because I feel like this is relevant to Monique. Do you guys feel like she kind of led Candace to have that reaction with
absolutely.
The ladies?
Instigator.
Put a battery in her bag.
She did.
She did. Yeah, she did. She put a battery in her bag.
She sure did.
So she
sure
wound
did.
Her up.
Yes. If that was me, I would have did this and I would have said that and they wouldn't have. But
And she was going in like, you are not built for tough. I need you to stop.
And then turned around and was like, well, you know, I don't know if she should have. Girl, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Get out of here. No.
She definitely stirred the pot.
She and did.
Yet again, we have Ashley to thank for this, for this moment.
You got me rethinking my MVP vote for this episode. Like,
this is what I'm saying. Like, Ashley just, I mean, she is in everybody's stuff. You know, and we can get to Sharice in a second because I feel like she get the creep award. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like she creeping on the peripheral doing all of this stuff. Ashley's right front and center.
Yes.
Like, stirring it up. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You know, y'all tell us who y'all think the MVP is, you know, because we got two people in contention right now.
But Ashley keeps it funky, though. Like,
I'm here for Ashley.
I'm here for Ashley, too.
I'm here for her all day.
Say that she did that to Candace. And Ashley was like, you know, she probably did take our advice too far. Like, Ashley, like, was like, I said it. She probably took the advice too far. And Monique was just like,
like, well, Monique was probably drunk a little bit, so we'll give her that. You know, she probably just didn't remember.
Ciao.
I love Monique. Call in.
I love her too, but that wasn't her best moment.
No, it wasn't her best moment.
Finest moment.
But you know what I like though is I like the fact that we're seeing a side of her that's not polished for the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, that makes her more real in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like she's had a shell. Like she kind of has like a shell. Like you buy a DVD and it has that little thin layer of plastic on it. Like I could see what the movie is, but I just can't really open it. I can't do nothing with it because it's a little thin layer of plastic. And that's what it is. And I feel like that's really being ripped off. And that we're going to see that like in future episodes. Gone. Like she's going to break down. Everybody, it was like Portia. Portia was like stonewall up and very everything together. We saw her break down, and that's when people started to really like Portia. So I think that it'll happen for Monique.
I agree. I do believe you're correct on that with that assessment. So I don't know. Maybe we have a future MVP. So I want to touch a little bit on Sharice because we did kind of talk about her. You know, we didn't see a lot of her like we did last episode, but we definitely got a few interesting pieces and glimpses of Sharice in this episode. Without going into too much about what happened at the end, because I'm trying to save Karen for last.
No,
it's so hard.
what do you think is happening with Sharice? Like, what is she doing? Because here's the thing. If we look at this from season to season, these relationships are pretty interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because last season, Sharice had a problem with both Giselle and with Karen. And this season, it seems like her, like Giselle and Sharice are pretty tight.
Yeah,
for sure. But it seems like there's still some lingering, you know, sort of contention between Sharice and Karen. But they seem to be like frenemies, you know what I'm saying? So I can't really tell what that relationship is. Do you guys have a idea of what's happening there?
Niger.
I have no clue what's going on here. I think that they're just some seasoned women, and they're finding that they have things in common, and they're getting close. I mean, that's all I have. I have no idea what's going on with that.
Because I wouldn't like the other one if I was either one of them.
I think that Sharice is coming and saying, you took my champagne flute, and I'm going to get it back. So I think she's like, I think she's going hard. Like, okay, Karen, if you want to be cool and think we're cool and blah, 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 then I'm going to just pretend it. I'm going to do what I have to do in this role. Plus, also, last season, she had a whole lot of drama, like, in her personal life,
too, which
I think took away from her storyline, because she was actually, like, committed to what was going on in her life, like, going through her divorce, her daughter graduating her. You know, a lot of things are happening for her.
So, I have a question. And I feel like you raised a good point. I'm wondering at what point Sharice knew that she was not going to be a full-time housewife. Because here's what? That's a valid question. Let me say why. Because remember when they were in the spa and when Ashley brought up Nima Colin and she said, you know, everybody, or she said all of us or something like that. And when Candace said, oh, me too, Sharice was like, is she going? So for me, I'm kind of wondering if that whole animosity between Charisse and Candace had something to do with, like, you know, was she worried that she might take her spot, or was she already kind of annoyed that Candace had already done so? How was Candace introduced, as a friend or full time?
You got a great point. Observation. Yeah, I never even noticed that, but now I'm thinking, and it makes so much sense. Lord,
I don't. I'm
a conspiracy theorist, so I'd be wondering stuff like that.
But I feel like prior to taping, you have to know these things. Like, prior to you going into filming, like, no, like, you wouldn't know.
I think that, like, you would they make they that. Can make that decision at any point in time.
Yeah.
They can make that decision at any point in time to either cut someone. I do know that for a fact. To either cut somebody or demote somebody without saying to them that that's what it's going to be. Now, she probably got her regular pay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as long as her money's the same, or I guess maybe she...
some type of day rate. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they get a day rate, which could be more for them in the long run if she's there for every single thing. But I doubt that was it. I really feel like at some point they decided to flip the two.
I think she's in a better position now, personally. Like, she's more likable now.
She is more likable now, I think.
We're not seeing too much of her and all of her stuff. So, you know, she...
You're like, oh, she's likable. The less we see of her.
The less I see you, the more I like you.
She pops in, throws a little shade here, throws a little shade there. And I'm just like, okay, I'm here for Charisse now.
It's interesting. I don't know. I was just trying to play detective there. Let's get into the Green Eye Bandits real quick, because I feel like...
I love that name.
I feel like, I mean, you know, this is interesting to me because I feel like Giselle is more like a narrator. And I feel like I almost
that's
feel
been
like
the whole season
yeah,
so far. Yeah,
I feel like Robin is the I'm going to push the buttons this time.
She yeah, totally.
I'm going to push every last button. She is literally calling everybody out on every little thing that occurs. So it's interesting. Do we feel like, as Karen sort of called her, do we feel like Robin is a puppet?
Yes.
No.
Unfortunately, yes. Mm. Why? No.
No, you go first, and then I'll say why.
Because Robin, it just looks like it. They're dynamic. It just looks as if she's the puppet. And just like her little comment she made at dinner to Karen, just being petty, she didn't have to go there. She could have just kept quiet. It's like if Giselle's in some type of dispute with somebody or whatever, she's like the sidekick almost. And you know, I like Robin, but this is just, that's just how I feel.
I love Robin. Like, she's like my favorite.
I love Robin too. Like there's something real about her.
It's something tangible. Yeah, something very tangible about her. Maybe it's her storyline where she's gone through financially and her working her way up, and everybody can appreciate a comeback.
Yeah, it makes her relatable. I mentioned that,
But I don't think that that's the case, because this episode she said that she likes Candace, and that unfortunately, even though she's really good friends with Giselle and Giselle's probably not gonna like that, that she still likes Candace, and like she made a stand. So I think it's kind of like where she plants her feet is where she plants her feet. So you're seeing her loyalty with Giselle because that's where she plants her feet. Like, it's just that's how I feel, and that's who I'm gonna ride with, and if I like this, I feel this way, and that's just it. Like, she's kind of like, I would say she's kind of like a stone wall with like the feeling sometimes, but still with the same amount of strength. I like the way that she handles conflict between the women, like the way that she'll go back and forth, but just to an extent. Like, she don't get too ratchet with it.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She's classy.
Okay. I can feel that. I don't necessarily feel like she's a puppet. I feel like she is ride or die. I do. I mean, I feel like, it, you know, if that's my girl and I got your back, then that's how we roll. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it just... But what I kind of notice is that when Robin has an issue, you know, it's usually Robin doing it, defending herself.
And that's what I was going to, I was just going to say that.
It doesn't seem balanced now that I'm thinking about it. As I'm reflecting, as we're talking, I'm like, I don't know that it's too many times where I see Giselle kind of going to bat for Robin the same way I feel like Robin kind of goes to bat for her.
I was just thinking that.
But it could be the situation where, I mean, listen, I think we all know Robin's a tough girl. She'd probably take all of those girls out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Giselle ever feels like I need to step in for her. You know, I don't know.
Giselle's pretty tough too, though.
Or Or she could feel like maybe I don't need to step in for her because everyone looks at her and says that she's my puppet, and so I shouldn't step in because I should let her handle it on her own. But another to your point, you're saying that she doesn't defend. Giselle doesn't defend as much as Robin does. Well, Robin really didn't get into as many things as Giselle did through the first two seasons, so. There wasn't the opportunity to have to defend. It's not Robin's fault if somebody is always at the plate ready to pitch something out to, you know, her homegirl. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I wouldn't step in that many times. But she's ride or die, like you said.
I definitely believe she's ride or die. We talked a little bit more about Sherman being absent, but I don't know what to say about that, so we can keep it moving.
do you like Sherman?
I like her. I like him for her.
Deep sigh, though. Not your deep sigh. Like
no, because I had to think like Richie was saying. I like him for her. She seemed like listen, guys. She seems a lot happier now, right?
She well, does. Not to say she didn't seem happy
before, but like she seems happy with Sherman. It seems like he makes her happy. So that aspect of him, I like. I don't know what's going on with him as of lately. I mean, I do. Think that we're going to find out. I mean, he's going to have some kind of excuse.
Yeah.
But he just been acting real strange lately, and I'm just kind of not here for it.
Mm. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
We shall.
So I want to go ahead and dive right into Miss Karen and this good old blue eye situation.
Lord. All right.
Karen always got some mess going on, and I'm always here for it. I don't. You know, she's like the gift that keeps on giving for this show. Listen. It's like... It doesn't matter which way she steps. She's always in a mess. Always. Always in a mess.
But it's like she wears those booty things on her feet so her shoes don't get messed up too bad. Like she's in it, but she's like,
okay.
She's in it, but she's not Listen. Like, I'm not messed up by this. I'm just in the mess. The mess is not on me. Like.
So as Mr. Blue Eyes is brought up yet again, which Charisse kind of brings this up, you know, when they're sitting out at their picnic, and Charisse wants a date with Blue Eyes, but Karen is not really seeming like she wants that to happen. But then we find out, or maybe we already knew, and I just never paid attention to it, but Mr. Blue Eyes is married.
Supposedly married, he's married, and he's her driver. He's married. He's her driver, and so.
How many times you gonna say that? I feel like you're trying to make yourself believe it.
I was just thinking though, like as the ladies talk about like how they've seen them out different places, and in my head I'm like, he's married and he's her driver. And I'm like, but why is he at these places with you? So the repeat was the listening to
where realization said, dawning on you
that Karen. Oh my gosh, she got me through the TV, y'all. Oh my goodness.
That part. Because why are you up in... Well, first of all, why would she be up in eyes canoodling, the words, with the driver, the married driver?
Mr. Blue Eyes.
Why? Why? Oz of all places.
Maybe he likes Vegemite biscuits.
Listen...
When they wanted some Vegemite biscuits, and that's why they're there.
That makes no sense to me.
Maybe they're just really good friends, you guys.
That's what she says. But where is his wife? Why is she not in the passenger seat driving along with him? Why is she driving Miss Daisy?
Well, a lot of married couples who have friends opposite sex, they include their partner in the whole mix, yeah. Because you don't want it to even be
a double thing. Yeah.
Even the smallest bit of speculation at all.
Yeah. And where does she need to be driven to all these times? Feel me?
I don't know. I don't know where Karen goes. Bodysuit fittings. I don't know.
Wig fittings, honey.
No, she doesn't go there. Stop. I do love her. But I live for her. No, I live for her her interview looks.
Yes, but we are going to talk to her glam squad that does her interview looks because I know them from D.C.
Oh, awesome,
Yeah, I got to arrange that, but that's happening.
Because I want my unit laid like that.
Okay. edges down. And so, look, Do we believe that there is some sort of relationship happening with Karen and Blue Eyes? This is the question. I need a yes or a no from you and everybody listening or watching.
I think there is something going on there. I think Karen is getting her life. And let Miss Karen get her life.
I don't see her messing with a white guy unless he's a black guy with blue eyes. I don't really see it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Karen already got me, so I'm still hooked. I'm in the trance. But I have guy friends that it's just platonic with them. And okay. We go places and do things, and I'm not interested in them, and they're not interested in me for show. So maybe that could be a thing that they're doing. You guys, benefit of the doubt.
We're gonna go with that.
Sure. Okay. Let's go with that theory. Do I think that they're having an affair? In my mind, I want there to be an affair because it adds to the scandal. I do.
And it's also true. Karen's like reaction when she's confronted about it.
Yes.
Right? She seems it is, like she's it's being so frustrated.
Like
right?
She's so flustered about it and defensive.
Exactly.
It's just crazy. And so now we come back to Miss Creeper MVP Charisse with this good old news that Ray had asked Karen for a divorce.
Lord.
Why do we think that happened? Because we didn't see why. Ooh. Why do we think that happened?
Why do we think she told him, her, everyone that, or why do we
why
think
did he
that
ask?
He
why do we
that?
Think he asked her for a divorce?
I was gonna say something, but it wasn't gonna be nice.
No, say it, say it, say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I want to know.
Now's the time and the place.
She said she didn't like rice.
Now,
let me throw this phone at you.
Now, this one.
Free Uncle Ben. Why do you think?
I'm not quite sure. I think it probably ties into some financial reasons.
Boom.
Yeah.
That was gonna be my assessment as well, because. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't just, it's so crazy to me. I don't know whether or not that situation is true or not, but the way they talk on the phone and interact with each other, it doesn't seem like there's something going on the side. So
yeah.
I really don't know, unless they have some sort of arrangement, but you know, we're going Ashley.
How cool.
Real quick.
Miss Ashley. Yeah, let's get into that.
Real quick. We got to get into some predictions for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Dun, 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 dun. Now, we saw this nice juicy trailer for next week's episode. And I know if y'all saw the super trailer, y'all recognize that umbrella moment with Monique and Robin goes down next week.
Lord.
What do we think is going to happen next week? Give me some predictions real quick.
Okay, so first of all, I want to get into Ashley. My prediction with her is she's going to put her mom in her place finally. I mean, guys, at the dinner, her mom asking her for $500. Like, that was, it's starting to be a bit much. It's like, and like Giselle said, what kind of mother would put her daughter in this kind of position? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would she put her in this position to feel like she has to provide for her own mother? And it's messy. So I think that it's going to be a little bit of a confrontation between those two next week. And I'm
over her mama.
I'm so over her. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know I don't talk about his mom like that.
I still want to see Mr. Leach. What do you think is happening next week?
We're going to see him on the reunion show. Watch.
I hope so.
I think I'm going to get some good old Robin action because I already saw it. That's what I'm looking forward to, because Robin don't play, and she is a brick. She looks like she could really knock somebody out. Like, I don't know how tall she is. Like, I think I'm going to Google it, like how tall she is and stuff.
She's probably really tall because Giselle's pretty tall and they're
and
not that far.
And her husband's like tall too. And she's not too short. Like, she's not short or anything like that. But I feel like she's really... Monique, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't
do it. Well, I predict more Karen comedy next week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's launching her fragrance line. It's in the discovery phase, whatever that means.
What?
I have no idea. We'll have to find out next week. But I honestly think that the showdown next week is probably going to be related to Monique and her drinking.
Yeah.
I believe that's going to come back up once again.
Do you guys think there's going to be something that happens between Monique, like a confrontation between Monique and probably Ashley?
I definitely see that happening.
Yeah, being that she's the one who kind of
Based on the preview, it seemed like that was what was happening. Yeah. But it was too quick to really get into.
I think a lot of things are coming for Monique. It, like, she's kind of gotten away with a lot of the things that she's done. And I think it's going to start to a point where you boiled the pot, but it's not about to boil over on you. Yeah. So it's going to catch up with her.
And the thing about it is, it's kind of like she's almost like an accidental villain in the situation because she's not trying to be.
I don't think she means any harm at all. I don't think she means any harm.
Well, guys, we will see what happens next. Next week when we come back, same time, same channel. I'm your boy, DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky. Where can we find you?
Hey, what's up? It's Felicia Michelle. You can find me at It's Felicia Michelle on Instagram.
Hey, guys. My name is Nigeria.Manau. I'm on all social media at Nigeria.Manau.
So you guys make sure to comment, rate, share this link. We want to keep the conversation going. Follow us on all of our other AfterBuzz TV shows. We have plenty of shows going on here at AfterBuzz, so make sure to tune in to all of them. We will see you guys right here next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.